I'm Fabiana Chaparro with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. After the Uvalde school shooting in May, which resulted in the deaths of 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary, Governor Greg Abbott announced that he would allocate $5 million for Uvalde to open a social services center for grieving residents. That created confusion for many in the community, including the mayor and a state representative for the area who said they expected those dollars to flow directly to the residents. Meanwhile, Miki Gerdes, a local attorney, has been chairing the Uvalde 10-member committee in charge of a GoFundMe account for the victims' families, survivors of the shooting, and other local and regional organizations that have been fundraising. He said that the Uvalde Together We Rise Fund has raised $16 million so far, but that money hasn't yet been distributed to the people it's intended for, and it could take months before that is sorted out. The committee overseeing it wants to wait two more months before the money is distributed. The committee has agreed to start giving advances from $10,000 up to $25,000 after the application process opens on September 8. Those advances will be deducted from the overall amount each recipient receives. Alfred Garza III, who lost his only daughter, 10-year-old Amory Jo Garza, and others have turned to other places for financial help, which can be a time-consuming process. Garza said that he filled out a 9-page application for help from the State Attorney General's Crime Victims Compensation Program, a 43-year-old program open to anyone in Texas who has been a victim of a crime. 2 weeks later, Garza said that he received $1,000, just enough to make one mortgage payment. Garza also said that he received some cash and gas station and grocery store gift cards, which helped him pay for his June and July expenses. He said he wasn't clear on who gave this money out, but the Community Council of South Central Texas and the State Department of Housing and Community Affairs have provided more than $400,000 in gas cards, hotel stays, mortgage assistance, and utility assistance to at least 192 Uvalde households. Ahead of the first day of school, the Keller Independent School District is removing all books that were challenged last year within the school district. Jennifer Price, Executive Director of Keller ISD's Curriculum and Instruction, sent out an email to school principals with a list of 41 book titles to be removed. This included all versions of the Bible, The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, a graphic novel adaptation of Anne Frank's The Diary of a Young Girl, and Gender Queer, a Memoir by Maya Kobabe, which depicts Kobabe's journey of gender identity and sexual orientation. The direction to remove all 41 books surprised some local residents because a school district committee made up of members of the public met last year and recommended that some of the books now being removed remain in student libraries. But since that committee met and recommended keeping some challenged books, three new conservative school board members, all recipients of a Christian Political Action Committee's donations, were elected to the district's 7-member Board of Trustees. Since last year, state officials, including Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, have criticized what they claim is the indoctrination of children in classrooms. The two top elected officials have also made parental rights a priority as they both seek re-election in November. Patrick has also vowed to push for a Don't Say Gay bill in Texas, mirroring Florida's conservative push to limit classroom discussions about LGBTQ people. Pablo Vegas, a utility executive who lives in Ohio, will be the new leader of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, also known as ERCOT, which is the main power grid operator in the state. Vegas will become ERCOT's first permanent chief executive in 16 months. This comes after former CEO Bill Magness was fired in the aftermath of the February 2021 power grid disaster, when a strong winter storm left millions of Texans without power for days after freezing temperatures shut down natural gas facilities and power plants, which rely on each other to keep electricity flowing. Hundreds of people died as a result of the power grid failure. Following the deadly blackouts, Texas politicians criticized ERCOT's board of directors because some of them did not reside in Texas, and many of them resigned. Now, a non-Texan will lead the state's main power grid. Vegas will start on October 1st and will be paid a base salary of nearly $1 million annually, according to his contract, which was approved by ERCOT and the Public Utility Commission. On top of the base salary, ERCOT will also pay Vegas $6.68 million over 6 years. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Fabiana Chaparro with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Educate Texas. Educate Texas stimulates creative solutions to key educational challenges throughout the state. Learn more at edtx.org. The Texas Tribune Festival program is now live. Join us September 22nd through the 24th in Austin and hear from more than 200 newly announced speakers, including Gavin Newsom, Ted Cruz, and many others. See the full program and buy tickets at tripfest.org.